I thank you, God, Lord, that Lord, I just think about your love, God. And God, Lord, that you chose us. You desire relationship with us, God. Lord, even when we were in darkness, God. In the midst of darkness, God. Lord, like the moon shines, hallelujah. In the night season, in the darkness, hallelujah. Lord, it's a reflection, hallelujah, of the sun. God, I thank you, God, Lord, that even in dark places, God, Lord, that we were before we received you in our lives, God, Lord, that even in those places, God, Lord, you shined your love upon us. God, Lord, and it touched us, God. It touched deep within us. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, for a stirring within our hearts for that love that you have for us here tonight, God. I pray to God, Lord, for a stirring tonight, God. I pray for a quickening, God, of your love for us, God, Lord. I pray right now, God, Lord, just fill this place. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Fill this house right now, God. Fill this house with your love. Hallelujah. Fill it up, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Worship his name. Hallelujah. He's in this place tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. He's in this house tonight. Somebody shout unto God. Somebody praise unto God. Someone just tell him you love Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for loosing me, God. Thank you for breaking and making a way. Hallelujah. When there was no way, Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, God. I love you, God. I want my affection to be towards you, God. Lord, we break everything right now in Jesus' name. Lord, things that pull us, that take us, God. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name, we loose it. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. We break it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now we can love you. Hallelujah. That we can love you. Not ashamed, not afraid, not embarrassed. Hallelujah. But reckless and abandoned. Hallelujah. Lord, with all of our hearts, so we pour out, God, our affection to you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I want to worship you with all my heart. I don't want to hold back. I want to lay it on you. Lay it before you, God. Lord, I thank you. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout unto God. Praise unto God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, praise team. Just shout unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I just want to say real quick before anybody goes. I just felt this, that God's going to speak to your hearts tonight. I'm telling you. I feel this with all my heart. I'm tired of sometimes we know that that we desire breakthrough, but I think there's sometimes things that pull us, man. And God began to speak to me of a spirit that tries to hold us back. And I declare even before I start, hallelujah, for ears to be open and hearts to be open unto you, hallelujah, Father God. By your name, God, I declare it tonight. I want everybody to just declare that tonight. Say, God, open my heart. Oh, I want you to say it. Are you hungry for God?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sometimes I just want to put it out there. And if you knew how much that I can't make this up, but I feel in my heart for each and every one of you that He loves you so much.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't need worship, but you need to worship Him. You need to worship Him.
Hallelujah.
If you desire breakthrough, if you're hungry for God to release something in your life, just press in.
Yes, hallelujah.
Press in.
Hallelujah.
I don't want a routine. I don't want a day after day, same thing, but I want a breakthrough. I'm tired of circles. Come on, are you tired of circles? Are you tired of circles? The same thing over and over again. I desire breakthrough. And I believe that, hallelujah, there's a people out there that's hungry, hallelujah,
yes,
that wants to press in, hallelujah. Are you those people? Come on. Are you hungry for God?
Hallelujah.
Are you hungry for God? Are you hungry? Come on, shout unto God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Lord, I thank you. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you. veterans. Come on, amen. We got a veteran, hallelujah, wife of a soldier. Jana, her husband is in, am I allowed to say? He's in Dubai. He's there for a year. She sacrificed that. I honor you for that. I honor your family. I pray for your husband every single day. I pray for him every day, and I honor him for that, and I salute him, and I salute those ones that have served. And who else? We have soldiers. You're a veteran. You're a veteran. Amen. Come on. Come on. Just thank him for that. Amen. Come on. Any more veterans? There's a veteran, right? You're a veteran. That's right. Come on. Amen. Come on. I just appreciate them. I appreciate them for serving. I thank you for what they've done. Amen. And for what we have, that's a sacrifice. And I honestly believe that, you know, I believe that this day that we live in, I believe the breakthrough that we have, the breakthrough that we're going to have, is going to be because we set our hearts and don't settle for anything less. We press in with everything we have. And we don't give up and stop until it happens. Come on. It happens for our family. You know what? I was thinking, I was standing there, and my daughter was up there worshiping God. And we want our, does everybody want their families to worship God together? But you've noticed in what's happened is it's not generational. A lot of times it's because people get stuck in something. It's not God. And I thought about this. I thought, you know, 500 years ago, there was a reformation where Martin Luther placed it on the church and he said, there's got to be a change. And it went on for a little bit, but it stopped. Because generation hasn't taken over that one, that then all of a sudden the next generation has to repeat the same thing over and ever to press through to try to get to God. That God's already made a way. He's already done it. He's already done great things. And we got to try to, listen, we got to be beyond that point. Amen. So I just want tonight, everybody just, you know, can we just do me a favor? Put your phones down. You don't have to, I'm not talking about me, but just the reverence of God and the Holy Spirit. I believe that this is important right here, right now. I believe that God's challenged me and challenged everybody in this place that whatever step you take a step. Come on. I'm hearing whatever it is in our lives and our thing, whether it's my attendance, whether it's my tithe, whether it's in my being a part of the whole body of Christ, to take a step. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hear me tonight. Take a step that this, and we declared this expansion. And I want all of us to challenge myself and say, have I expanded? Have I pressed beyond my borders, my comfortable place? Even in my worship, is my worship changed? Do I desire to press into God? Do I desire to worship Him with my heart? Do I come and just get through the songs and things? And oh, here we go again. No, man, just to press in and say, God, Lord, I want to worship You. I pray tonight that I feel this. I feel like there's a shift. And we could take it and step forward. Even tonight, that man, there was some. Honestly, I could just share with you for a second. I got phone calls. Honestly, they weighed me down. Because there's people that have went through some things. They're going through some stuff. And it's keep repetitive cycle. And honestly, it wears me down. I cannot be desperate for you. I want so bad for some of these ones to break out of that place of addiction and alcoholism and drug addiction and different things. But I can't be desperate for you. God can't be desperate for you. You got to decide in your heart to say, I'm tired of living here. I'm tired of staying in this place. I'm tired of repeating over and over and over again the same cycle. I got to break on. I got to step out in faith. I got to go beyond these walls and these borders and get out of this thing that is trying to rob me, take from me, steal from me. Hallelujah. And I need to begin to live. But I can't be desperate. And that weighs me down as a pastor. It weighs me down. So I ask everybody here to take a step forward. step forward. Whatever you have the faith, you have the ability, the Holy Spirit within every one of us to step forward. Hear me tonight. Step forward. In whatever area you got, just step forward and watch what God does. I'm telling you, I feel it deep within me. Hallelujah. I feel it deep within me. God's saying, just, I'm challenging each one of you because I'm going to take a step. I'm going to take two steps. I'm going to take three steps, whatever I do. But I'm desperate for God. Hallelujah. I'm desperate for a move of God. I'm desperate. Hallelujah. And you know what? As much as I wait on God, I can't do it by myself. I need everybody here to step in because it would be about me. It's not about me. It's about us. Getting desperate. It shouldn't be. It should be filled. People going through things and are wondering, man, I need Jesus. I need Him. Thank you, praise team. You know, actually, if you just want to hang out for a second, you're comfortable right there? Are you comfortable for a minute? All right, because I'm not going to go where I thought it was. I'm just going to take this. Are you all right? Come on, hear me tonight. Come on, amen. You all right? You need Jesus? Listen, this was in my heart, and Wednesday night, God disturbed my heart about this. And it says this in Luke 10:38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village. And he received a woman named Martha. A named Martha received him into her house. And she said to her sister, had a sister named Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. But Martha was encumbered with much serving. Busy. Say busy. And came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And as I was sitting this morning, I began to think about Martha. I think that sometimes I feel like this is the church, some degree. That every one of us have said to ourselves that Jesus is looking. He's looking for somebody. Come on. He's looking for a place that he can abide at. Listen, I want you to know that he gave his life. He gave himself. So that he could abide in us, so that we're not separated, so there's no more walls. You understand, that's what the cross was, that it was the breaking of that separation from man, that in now that we can be born again, that I can receive Christ into my life, into my heart as my Savior. Amen? But it's more than just asking him to come into our house. See, this is where I said to myself, God, I don't want this to be this. Because I could just preach a sermon and get you fired up and walk out of here. But no, I want depth. I want change. I want us to be radically transformed by God. That the depths of Him, that this love for God, that we're so fired up for Jesus, that we're moved by Him, that I don't even have to preach. Because we're already so fired up for God that we're just a release from every one of us, that we just relieve what we have. But here's what it was, that Jesus says that she invited Him. And we get to a place in our lives where that we invite Him, that we ask Him, we desire Him to come into our house. But it's more than Him coming into your house. Hallelujah. It's more than Him coming into your house. But it is a midst of having Him, choosing Him. It's choosing Him. God, I want to be part of You. Hallelujah. Lord, I just don't want to have You come into my house and visit me. But God, Lord, I want You to consume me. Hallelujah. I want You to take hold of me because I'm tired of it. Because listen, we have this choice amount of time to live in our lives. And what am I doing? What am I doing with it? Am I not pressing in? Am I not seeking Him in my heart and say, God, Lord, I need You. Lord, I need you. And she was at that place where she got so consumed by everything else. I want you to know that there's things that consume you, and these things get your attention, and they cause us to get off track, and they cause us to repeat the same cycle over. Things that we should be beyond those things. Hallelujah. We've kept going into them. We've taken on to them. Things that will overcome us so easily, and they shouldn't. I want you to know, because you got an inheritance. Hallelujah. You got everything you need. He has given you, instilled it with the Holy Spirit, that you can walk it out, that you're transformed, that you're moved by Him. He says that she chose that good thing. She chose that thing. So I want you to know that that's the place in our hearts that we choose. It's what we choose. And I challenge us that we choose, that we say we choose rightly, that we choose that thing that's right. His heart. He says, that part that determines. Listen, she chose the part. And it says that, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She's chosen the good part. Hear me. She was so consumed about what Mary was doing that sometimes we get caught up in that. We get too caught up in what everybody else is doing and what they're doing, and not focusing on what Jesus is doing. Come on. Where He is in my heart. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away. It won't be taken away. Everything that we invest in, it's not in Him. These things will pass away. But in Him it never will. Amen? Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, 3. Oh, jeez. It says, blessed be the God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I am complete in Him. Amen? I'm complete in Him. Everything else that I try to find myself in, I don't find completeness. I find brokenness. But when I set my affection in Him, I find that completeness. I find that hope in Him as I set my affection to Him. But what happens is we get caught up in all these other things, like Martha, where she was caught up in everything else. She was worried about everybody else. She got herself so worked up about what she was doing that it caused her to miss out. Listen, I don't want to miss out on what God has for me right now. I don't want to miss out on my purpose and what God has, the victories that I have, because the enemy will try to get you so caught up with what the other... Do you see what's happened in America? That we get so offended by everything that's going on that we're missing, hallelujah, what God wants to do in our lives. We're missing the victories that God has for our lives today, right now. And we're losing that because we get so caught up. And there was a guy the other day that he was so mad, he was so upset about something, and I just stopped. I was so tired of hearing he was mad about something that was so stupid. It was about the NFL thing, and I said, you know, I said, seriously, after me as a pastor hear so many negative things about what happened to somebody this morning, before I even got out of bed, I had a list of prayers, hurts and things that happened. And he tells me, he says, you know, he says, I'm so upset about this thing. I'm thinking, and I stopped him. I said, you know, brother, there's a lot more to be angry about than that. And he said, yeah, I think you're right. But we worry so much, and it causes us to get off track. It causes us to lose our place. It causes us to feel defeated or failure. Amen? And lose our direction. It causes us to wander in life, just to wander around without our seeking Christ. Listen, it says, according to He hath chosen us in Him. He's chosen us in Him. The foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us beforehand. Listen, I want you to know that He's already thought about you. He's already thought about you. Nobody knows you more than He knows you. Nobody. Nobody knows your heart like He knows. Nobody knows what touches your heart, what satisfies, where the joy is in your heart than He does. Because He created me beforehand, before you were born, before you spoke a word, before you came on this earth, He knew you. Come on, tell someone, He knew me. He knew me. But yet we put our hearts in so many things. We give our hearts away and they get broken and they get trampled and we lose out on victory. We lose our hope. We lose our purpose and we get sideways and we get wandering around in life and it consumes us and we find ourselves, where did I get here? How did I find myself in this place? But yet He's the one that says, give me your heart. Come on, that I can build, that I can show you who you are. Only in my identity in Him is my truth of who I really am. I really don't. Before that, I have a false identity. I'm living under an assumed name that's not real because He has my identity. My identity is found in Jesus Christ. And when I find Christ, I find me. I begin to live who I really am. I begin to experience who I really am, who God created me to be with purpose and with destiny. Outside of that, I'm an imposter with no direction, wandering around, trying to find life and purpose. I don't want to wake up every day. I want to go to my job, whatever it is, with joy in my heart. Whether you're a bricklayer in a ditch, do you know you can have that? I want you to know that. I can have that. Hallelujah. I wonder some days when I'm sitting there and it's cold and it's freezing, but I want you to know as I reach for Jesus in my heart, I want you to know He stirs me in the midst of that place. He stirs me. I want to be like Paul, whether he was in a prison, he was sitting in a jail cell, he felt abandoned and broken, but as he reached for Jesus, he chose that better thing. He chose that better one. He reached for Christ, and in the midst of that, something was stirred in his heart. He says, I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded that no matter what comes my way, do you know we get so sidetracked in our world with our lives, every day we get sidetracked with everything. We become persuaded with everything. But our love for Him is what matters. When I begin to live, that's when I begin to live. I find my purpose. Listen, and He says, before the foundation of the world, He should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to His good pleasure for His will. He won His relationship with you. He desires, come on, amen, the praise and glory of grace wherein He hath made us accepted into the Beloved. You've been accepted. Tell your neighbor you've been accepted. Stop believing you're not. Come on, amen, and grab hold of that you are. In whom we've been redeemed through the blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded to usward in wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mysteries. Listen, I'm going to get down through this. The fullness of times, that He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both in heaven and in earth, even in Him, in whom we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to His purpose. I want you to listen and understand this. That my purpose is fulfilled in Christ. And as I know Christ, there's a sense that you can... Listen, unless you have that relationship with Christ, that you understand that as you press to Him, that your purpose, you understand your purpose is in Him. It's in that relationship with Him. It's that fulfillment in Him that settles within you, that gives you hope, gives you strength. Amen? Gives me purpose. Do you believe that tonight? Let me just share this last part, and I'm going to give this to you. In Joshua, He's presented to us like a wrapped gift, our inheritance. But we have to choose to open it. We have to choose to walk in it. We have to choose. Tell your neighbor, you got to choose. We got to choose whether or not I'm going to receive it for me. And it doesn't just mean, come on, I want you to know that there's a choosing that we take place, that it's not just about Him delivering. He delivered the children of Israel out of bondage. And He brought them to a place where they can choose to walk in the inheritance of what He delivered them for. God just didn't deliver you. He delivered you. He wants to deliver you into something. Come on. He just didn't deliver us to save us out of something. He delivered us to bring us into something. Tell your neighbor, into something. I'm ready to go into something. I'm ready to go into my inheritance. I'm in to walk in what He's presented to me. I'm willing to walk in this hope, in this purpose, in the plan that God has in my life that is in Christ. Amen. And He says, listen, Joshua 12:7. And I want you to see this. He says that, and these are the kings of the country which Joshua, the children of Israel, smote on the side of the Jordan after they crossed over. after they have chosen to cross over into their purpose and plan. I want you to think about this. That Joshua speaks of Christ. Amen? That he was walking into an inheritance. That he was walking an inheritance that is our example. That we're not just to stay on this side, but to press in to go beyond that. And it begins to list. There was over 31 kings that Joshua defeated. Come on. The children of Israel defeated. 31 kings that he defeated. 31 kings. And that speaks of me that there's so much that Christ has given us that has been defeated. There's things that have been defeated, things that He's overcome that we are to be partakers of, that we are to take hold of. Come on, help me tonight. Amen. That we're to take hold of, that we're not to leave. But listen, I want you to know that the next line, though, it goes on beyond that. And the next part, it begins to say this. Listen to this. And I caught this today. And it says that even in the mountains and the valleys and the plains and the springs and the wilderness in the south country, they began to take down these enemies that were there. And he began to defeat them. But as it goes on, it says, now Joshua was old and he was stricken with age. And the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in age, but there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. Now hear me, this is what stirred my heart. Because at that moment, he began to divide the inheritance to each one of the people. Every one of the tribes. I want you to know that collectively the church has received the blessings of God. But I want you to know that God wants us to walk in our individual authority, each one of us. Come on, amen. He wants us to walk into it. That we don't leave this earth without receiving and walking and experiencing our inheritance that was given to us, that was sacrificed on the cross. Come on. That was defeated for us, that we are to walk in today. Tell someone today. Today. So Joshua, he says in the first person that he went to, this, the one he went to, he says, and then the children of Judah, this is in 14:6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. Thou knowest the thing that the Lord has done, and Moses the man of God, concerning me, thee, in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old when I was, the servant of the Lord that sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him a word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but wholly I followed the Lord with my heart. And this is what stirred me. I hope that we catch this. This is what quickened me. Because so many times we get missed with this. Is that we look at this fullness of this and we can see that Caleb, as he was standing there 40 years before, 40 years, 40 years, but he stayed faithful. He didn't move from the inheritance that he had. He kept believing. He kept pursuing. He didn't stop. But I want you to know that this is the amazing thing. That those ones that were there, there were 10 spies that said that we can't go in. 10 spies. And the place that they were at was Kadesh Barnea. Right? Kadesh Barnea. She helped me with that. And the thing that quickened me with this was at this place, so many negative things happened there. I want you to know that right before we step into what God has, right before, anytime you step over a threshold, the enemy always tries to trip you before you go in. And I want you to see the power of whether or not what we choose, and it causes so much from generation to generation. Listen, I don't want to stop. I want to press in. I want all the generations that come behind me not to go through the same things that I went through. Come on. That we had to learn and press in and learn all, do whatever it is and learn to all these things. But no, I need to receive it and pass it on to my children that they don't have to work for salvation. They don't have to fight for God's love. That I have an experience with God. That I know in my heart that God loves me. Hallelujah. That God cares for me. That I'm passionate about it. They don't have to try to find that passion or pump it up or get it from somebody else, but they get it from us. Hallelujah. As fathers and mothers, that we pass it on to them. That we're not standing here spinning tires going through it. We wonder why they're not hungry for it. We need to be passionate for it. Hallelujah. We need to be like Caleb, that in the midst of it, he never gave up. He never quit. So Caleb was at this place, but here was these ones that came here. Two of them, Joshua and Caleb, were standing there. They were encouraging the other ones. Listen, we got to do this thing. This is ours. Let's not lose this. But 10 of them melted the hearts of those that were there, infected those ones with negative words. And at that moment, 3 million people wandered for 38 years. 38 years. They began to go in circles. Man, this hit me, and I feel this sometimes. I feel that I need to be, I want to minister a word that we understand that I don't want to go through circles. I don't want to repeat the same thing over and over again. But there's a spirit of that that came on them to go in circles with no purpose. Come on, no purpose, with no direction, and wandering in life. Pressing on, trying to find the direction in life. For 38 years. And I want you to know that sometimes we're fighting things that we don't have to. We have our inheritance in Christ. We have it. We need to press into it. We need to grab hold of it and say, God, Lord, I just believe. I trust You. Trust You. I'm not moved by these other things, but I trust You, God. I don't want to be encumbered with all these different things that go on like Martha. We're so entertained by all these things that lost focus on Jesus, what it was all about, pressing into Him. Let Him touch your heart. But 38 years. Do you know what happened in 38 years? I'll tell you what happened. They struggled. And generation after generation died in the midst of it. But while they were doing that, God spoke to my heart. These ones that came up, the next generation, stood at Gilgal. And they looked over the hill and they looked at Jericho. And there was a wall. There was a city there. There was an obstacle. There was a struggle that was set before them that didn't have to be there. Because Jericho had 38 years to build walls. The enemy had 38 years to get ready to keep the children of God from coming in. I want you to know that, listen to me, the enemy wants to do everything he can to keep our children from pressing in, from walking in a relationship with Him, that they just walk with God. They're not trying to find it. They're not pressing it. But we show them the way. He is the way. I know Him, that I don't have to try to look. But no, I just know. How do I know? I know no schooling and all this stuff. No, I just know in my heart. I know in my heart that I'm settled enough that whatever comes my way, hallelujah, I'm going to stand like Jericho or like Joshua and Caleb, that no matter what. Listen, they walked around for 38 years, but they were convinced that God was for them and not against them. They didn't let these other ones that they walked with influence them, but they influenced those other ones because God says, these ones are faithful and I'm going to stir their heart. And after 38 years, this man was 85 years old. 85 years old. Come on, hallelujah. I don't want to wait that long, but that's okay if I do. Come on, amen. But 85 years old, and when he got there, he stood there, he says, in my heart, I've been waiting all this time. I've been waiting all this time. But my heart hasn't changed. I'm ready to go in. Hallelujah. Because God is with me. God is for me. And the Bible says that He had another spirit. I want you to know that we have the Spirit of God. I want you to know that the children of Israel that stopped themselves had that spirit that was upon them, that keeping them from going in circles and wondering and going through it and repeating the same thing. Come on, I want to help you tonight. I want us to hear this. There's things that we do that go through us like, man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Trusting in the same old thing. Doing the same old thing that I've done. Wandering around. How about if I just try to wait on the Lord? How about if I just stop and say, God, I'm not going to move until You move. I'm desperate enough, God, that You move within my children. Hallelujah. If they're running from God, You need to stop. You need to get on your knees. You need to press into God and say, God, I'm not stopping till You. There's a miracle that takes place in my child. I'm not moving. Hallelujah. Mary was at that place where she says, you can do what you want, Martha. I love you, but I'm not moving from my place. Come on, I'm going to stay here. Hallelujah. I'm staying in this place. I just don't want Him in my house. Hallelujah. But I want to choose what He has. I want to take all that He has. I want to receive the inheritance. I just don't want to be delivered out of Egypt, out of the world. But I want to walk in the inheritance that I can turn and pass it on to my children. Hallelujah. That I can share with them this love of God. That I can transform them and it can change them. They don't have to struggle. going through the same thing, trying to find God, whether it's in drugs, whether it's in alcohol, whether it's in relationships, but stop and say, you know, when I find out Jesus, guess what? Then I can give you, hallelujah, what you need. But 38 years, but he said he looked and he told him, listen to this. And he said, nevertheless, and now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. He's been faithful to me. He's been faithful to me. I went with these people. I've watched what they've done. I've learned from it. But now I'm going to go get victory. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk in my victory. Amen. He says, and it says, and while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now lo, I am this day 85 years old, 85 years old, as yet I am strong. This day as I was that day. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know God will preserve you. God will strengthen you. He'll breathe into dry bones. Come on, He'll breathe into dry bones. He'll breathe into your life. Hallelujah. You're desperate for it. God, I need you to breathe in me. Hallelujah. God, Lord, I need you to breathe into my heart. I need you to stir. And you know what? I was just talking about this, but I don't want to offend anybody, but sometimes we pray for revival, revival, revival. I want you to know that I begin to think about it. If we just stop for a second, what's God reviving? Something that I have let die. The fire that should have never went out. Hallelujah. He didn't put it out. He's stirring, but we are responsible to stir the fire, to reach after Him. But we could be like Martha. The church has been like Martha. We get caught up with everything else and we lose sight. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm just going to focus on you. I'm going to look at you, Jesus, where my hope comes from. You're my peace, Lord. You're my joy. I can't give anything to my children but you, God. Hallelujah. I need to give them Jesus. They're desperate for you. They're thirsty for you. They might not know it, but I'm going to give them Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you come into my heart. When I'm standing in the midst of situations, God, I don't know what to do. I need you, God. I'm not going to move without you, Father. I'm not going to move without you. Lord, when I sit in my car, sometimes my wife says, what are you doing out there? Lord, I say to myself, Lord, let my heart be right before I walk in that place. Come on, because the world will get you. It'll press you down. Come on, whether it's your work. Lord, let me be the right spirit. Hallelujah. Let there be a right spirit, God. Lord, let my heart be right. When I come up here, before I come up, I said, Lord, let my heart be right. Hallelujah. Before I stand up on that praise team, let my heart be right. That's stepping forward. It's not just a routine. It's not playing or just singing something. But God, Lord, let my heart be right. Let it be about you. Lord, that I can give something out, that I can touch you, God. It's not an act. Not producing like Martha, just going through the motions and wondering. You guys ready? Let's play. Give me what's in your heart. Listen, let me finish this. And he says, now therefore give me. And yet he said, I'm strong. And I was in the day of Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so my strength is now. For war, both to go out and to go in. He says, I have the right spirit, not just to go around and around, but to go out and to come in, to do what you've commissioned me to do. Lord, I'm not going to stop on you. I'm not going to quit on you. I'm not going to get what you purposed me to do, but I'm going to stand the ground that you've given me. And he looked and he spoke unto them, and he said this. No one else said this, but he did. 38 years. He's ready for this. And he said, now therefore, give me this mountain. Wherefore he spoke in that day, for the hardest in the day, for the hardest in that day, the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced. He gave them the hardest that was there, the strongest that was there. He said, but he said with his heart, give me my mountain. Hallelujah. I want you to know that, I want you to hear this. No matter what you're facing, you're able to get through it. No matter what mountain it is, no matter what you're facing, I want you to know, because you can do it when you're at Jesus' feet. When you choose Him, when I choose you, God, I choose you. I'm tired of choosing wrong. I'm tired of missing out. I'm tired of going through cycles. going through the same groundhog day over and over again. But I'm ready. I want my mountain that God has for you to overtake. You, hallelujah, each one of us. But God wants us to step forward. God wants us to make a decision to say, Lord, I'm going to step forward. Hallelujah. That in that place of vulnerableness, you say, you know what, God, I'm going to go. And at that moment, hallelujah, God lifts you up. Hallelujah. God wants to move in the weak. God wants to move in the feeble. Hallelujah. Those ones that don't think they're strong enough. Hallelujah. Those ones that think they're poor. Hallelujah. He wants to move in your lives, in my life. Hallelujah. He wants to stop the mouths of the enemy that try to keep you from going and getting your victory. He wants you to do that. He wants to pour into those weak vessels, those ones that don't have, I don't know how happened. Are you there tonight? Come on. Are you at that place? Lord, I'm desperate for you, God. Lord, I need a move, God. I need a move. Hallelujah. I need a move of God. Hallelujah, my life. You do stand with me tonight. I need a move in my heart. Come on. Somebody's bedside tonight. Move, God. Move, God. Move, God. We declare tonight, even things before that the enemy has schemed over your lives, we declare tonight as we stand before God that it be broken in Jesus' name. That it be loosed in Jesus' name. That thing that stopped you in your tracks. That thing that you say, that I know that you have a heart. I want to go farther, but I don't know why I can't. I can't get over this thing. Tonight, in Jesus' name, I declare it be broken. Hallelujah. It be, come on, everybody stand, please. Everybody stand. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Each one of us. But I wrote this down. I want you to hear this. This is a prayer guide for this. I believe and I confess that this year the Lord will make straight my path, my feet, and establish my goings. Do you believe that? I'm going to say it again because I want you to grab it. Hallelujah. I believe that this year, the rest that we have, the Lord will make my path straight and establish my goings. Hallelujah. I raise the standard of the blood of Jesus against the spirit of Kadesh Barnea in my life in the name of Jesus. I command every stronghold of Satan holding me bound at the same spot year after year be pulled down in the name of Jesus. Every chain, rope, link tying me down at the same spot of failure, frustration, backwardness, poverty, sickness, doubt, break in the name of Jesus tonight. I put an end to the operation and influence of the spirit of Kadesh Barnea in my life in the name of Jesus. I release in my finances health, home, ministry from the control of circling spirits in the name of Jesus. I revoke every satanic decree against my advancement to progress in life in the name of Jesus. Do you hear that? There's things that the enemy tries to keep you. Oh, I want you to hear this. Come on, I want you to hear this. The enemy tried to take my lives time and time again, and God showed me it. Hallelujah. Stopped me in my tracks and showed me that was the enemy trying to take it. Declare right now that this be stopped, because if he stops me, he will stop this and stop that. Hallelujah. And you got to declare tonight, we speak to it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You have no rule over us. I throw confusion into the camp of my enemies who are legislating against me by marching forward in Jesus' name. I separate myself from anything or anyone that the devil is using to make me go round in circles in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say that again. I separate myself from anything and anyone that the devil is using to make me go round in circles in the name of Jesus. Pack your load and go in Jesus' name. I refuse to take any longer route to my inheritance instead of the short one. I will fulfill my destiny at the appointed time, no more, no less, in Jesus' name. The Lord hath delivered me from Egypt and the wilderness. Therefore, this year, I shall cross over in my Canaan in Jesus' mighty name. Father, give me direction in life in Jesus' name. Father, release me into the Holy Spirit's guide to guide me out of the wilderness of confusion, frustration, shame, lack, ridicule, in Jesus' mighty name. And last of all, thank you, Father, for your mercies, for giving me clear direction, guidance, locomotion to success this season, in Jesus' name. Come on, lift up your hands. Right now, hallelujah. right now. You're tired of going in circles. Come on. You desire to make a step. I want you to make by faith a step to come forward tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. You desire to step forward. You're tired of that. Come on. You need to step forward tonight. I want you to step on out here tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. You hunger for God. Hallelujah. Lord, I want this. Hallelujah, God. I desire. I'm tired of going in circles. Come on, hallelujah. Come on out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't worry, you're tired of it. Hallelujah. There's been times that I feel that there's been opportunity here in this church for people to step forward and they held back. I want you tonight to say, I'm done. I'm moving forward. Hallelujah. I want Jesus. Hallelujah. I want Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill him. Hallelujah. Fill him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fill him, God. Lord, quicken us, God. Quicken us right now in Jesus' name. Quicken us, God. Right now, God. Hallelujah.
Father's done.
respond to Him, Lord, that not everybody's feel like they got your back. But that act of faith, by stepping out when maybe no one else has, or no one else does, or they don't, maybe don't believe in you. As I was standing, preaching, ministering, God spoke to my heart. It was like the children of Israel. God was doing something behind the curtains that they didn't see. And God spoke to my heart on your behalf. I'm moving things on the other side that you can't even see for your behalf. Things that are out of control, out of your control, that you can't control. You can't do it on your own. Only God can do it. And by that act of faith, by stepping in faith and believing and trusting God, when you feel like you're by yourself, standing in that and not moving, wavering, but staying in that place, God says, I'm moving on your behalf. Things that you don't know how is going to happen, I'm telling you. That the children that were, the enemies that were on the other side began to shake and quiver because of what God was doing. Hallelujah. The children of Israel didn't even know that God was doing this. But I want you to know that God, on your behalf, is moving things that you can't move. Lord, I pray right now. And I pray to God, Lord, that He stays in that place. That each day, God, I pray for an increase, God. And when He's ready to be released, God, hallelujah, when He's ready to go forth, God, when You've built Him up, encouraged Him enough, God, as He walked in that place, I pray for that mantle, hallelujah, that He carries on Him, God, Lord, to go forth to God, that breaks yokes, hallelujah, that tramples on demons, hallelujah, that breaks things that no one else, Lord, that You'll use Him in places that others can't be used, but God, Lord, because You've moved Him in faith, God. You've stretched Him, God, and I thank You for that, God. And I pray to God, Lord, that it be broken, that He walks in that place to God and release in Jesus' name. We thank You. Amen. Watch what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you just to grab somebody's hand. Just grab somebody's hand. Come on. Lord, as we've listed these things, I know that everybody can't remember what they were. But in the Spirit, we have declared them. No more repetitive cycle. Loose it off this house. Loose it from the grounds that we stand on. I pray for fire from the depths of our bellies. For passion. That we come to a place that no one has to convince me to fall in love with You. But something stirred within me that by faith I grab hold of You. And I'm quickened. And a release takes form. Lord, I just pray to God, Lord, for this house. I pray to God, Lord, that You stir within us, God. Move within each one of us. I want you just to pray for strength for your neighbor, for one another right now. Just You do it. Come on. You do it by faith. Come on, don't let the enemy say you can't or you're not able. Come on, stop it right now. I just declare tonight, take your inheritance. Hallelujah. You're blessed by God to declare and speak, hallelujah, into one another's life. Strengthen one another. Speak joy. Speak peace. Speak life. Come on, speak life into one another. Come on, reach out and speak life into one another. Speak life by faith right now. Come on, we speak life. Come on, do it right now. Speak it in Jesus' name. Come on, declare it over your neighbor. Declare it over that one beside you. Speak life in Jesus' name. Quickening, hallelujah. A release in Jesus' name by the power of Your name right now. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank You. Lord, with all of our hearts, we declare that we're blessed and highly favored. Come on, love on somebody. Bless somebody in Jesus' name. Come on, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, amen.